Well, guys, you know, I've been thinking about something, and for those of you who may not know, I just turned 30. 30 years old, and kind of feels surreal, but I have to say I feel the same physically. However, I have been finding myself having to do something else, and the time has come for me to renew a lot of my legal documents. Aside from renewing my car insurance every 6 months, I just had to renew my driver's license and my passport so that I can travel the world should I choose to. And, you know, if those documents aren't up to date and valid, it's going to be nearly impossible to identify yourself when the time comes to do so. You know, using your credit card at the store. Once upon a time, I don't know if that still happens. Many times you don't really have to present your ID card when you use your credit or debit card at the store. Getting into a 21 plus establishment, checking in at the dentist or the doctor, picking up your child from aftercare, traveling on planes, crossing borders. What about online authentication? I don't know if any of you have had to do that, but if you're filling out a document that's a government document, maybe you're filling out a renewal form for your driver's license online, they're going to ask you for an older form of identification. And you know, I work at a public school, so that tends to be the case many times when I'm filling out online documents. They'll ask me to scan or take a picture of my ID card for online authentication. But you know, there's a thing these days, and the point is, without proper and valid IDs, it's going to be impossible to do a lot of these things. And in just 3 short weeks from yesterday, we're going to be celebrating what we call Resurrection Saturday, but on Sunday. And then just a short time, what, some 50 days later or so, we celebrate what we know as the birthday of the church, otherwise known as the Day of Pentecost. So, with that all being said, tonight I wanted to share a few things in relation to a topic I like to call the renewal of our identification. Imagine that. I'll start out by saying this. Many Christians struggle with insecurity, shame, or confusion because they have not fully embraced their identification in Christ. And somebody who I mentioned yesterday morning who was very good about stressing this was Reverend Ken Petty himself. He stressed and stressed and stressed your identification in Christ for this reason. Many people struggle to embrace it. Our identification in Christ is not in our past, our feelings, or our failures. It is who God says we are through the finished work of Jesus Christ. So I wanted to read a few scriptures here that really remind us of this very basic but profound truth. And I want to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Which says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Better yet, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Very simple. The moment you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, your old identification was crucified along with him. You essentially became new. Not just improved, but new and improved. Reborn, born again of God's Spirit. Renewing your identification begins with accepting this truth, even if your emotions or circumstances haven't caught up to it yet. Let's take a look at Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. And this is a wonderful verse. It says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. See, your old life ended at the cross. And that means the labels that the world of your past may have tried to slap on you, unworthy, rejected, forgotten, not needed, not important, the list goes on and on. And guess what? Those are all things that the adversary and the rest of the world tries to slap on us up until this very day. But guess what? None of them apply any longer. Because we now live by the faith of Jesus Christ. He gave his life so that we now have a new name, a new purpose, and a new destiny. And our home is now seated up in the heavenlies with the Father when Christ comes back. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. See, before you accepted Christ in this world, we were just outsiders. But now we are sons of the Most High God. And, you know, God called us to be a part of his family, to be his very own, to be his children. Our identification is rooted in the love of God, not in performance or imperfection. God, if our acceptance in heaven was based on our thought life, poor God, we would never be accepted into heaven. Colossians chapter 3. In Colossians chapter 3, we'll take a look at verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. You see, we are God's sanctified ones. We have been chosen, set apart. We are so loved by the Father. I'm using this word kind of, I don't want to say jokingly, but I'm using it as a kind of a metaphor. When you renew your identification in Christ, so when you, I guess, recommit yourself to really living this reality, you begin to live from that place of worthiness. I guess what I would say, how I would rephrase it, is that when you choose to live spiritually minded, you begin to live from a place of worthiness and not unworthiness, and not to earn love, but because you are already loved by the Heavenly Father. Okay, let's take a look at just a few more here. Colossians 3, we're still here. Let's jump back to verse 1. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When your life is hidden in Christ, your identity is secured, and the world cannot take it from you, no matter how hard it tries, and the enemy cannot erase it. Once you become born again of God's Spirit, that's it. And you yourself cannot erase your identification in Christ. Because you are not defined by your thoughts, your struggles, your fears, your financial status. Don't got enough money in the bank? Well, I'm sure we've all been there. But you get the picture. You are not defined by your circumstances. You are defined by your position and by your authority in Christ. All right, a couple more here. Romans chapter 8. I'm actually going to flip there real quick, guys. Romans chapter 8. This is a classic section here. The highlight is verse 37. But we'll read it in the context in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. That covers a lot here. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Isn't that something? You are not a victim. You are a victor. You are not weak. You are what we like to say, more than a conqueror. Not because of your strength, but because of his. When your mind is renewed in Christ, you stop living in defeat and you start walking in victory. We're not moving towards a place of victory. We're coming from a place of victory. The battle's already been won through Christ. Ephesians chapter 4. I trust you all get the picture. Oh my gosh, we just don't have time to develop this whole topic, but I trust what God wanted us to look at tonight was clear. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. I love this verse. It simply says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, renewing your identification in Christ means putting on the new man every single day. It's a choice to really believe what God says about who you are more than what you feel or what you fear. Because the Spirit works through us to shift our mindset from old to new. So, your identification in Christ is not something that you had to earn. It's just something that you received. But it must be renewed from time to time as you recommit yourself to living your best for the Father, day by day, and taking a stand with what God has taught you through the years. Okay? And when you know who you are in Christ, you no longer chase approval, fear rejection, or live under guilt. Instead, you stand firm, walk bold, and you love freely as God would want us to live. All right. God bless you guys. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful honor and joy we have to be your sons and daughters, Father, to be fully identified with Christ, our Lord and Savior, your only begotten Son. And as we move toward the resurrection time of year, I ask that you just, you know, once again, help remind us who we really are, because I kind of feel like that the power that works in us, Father, is still not utilized to the fullest potential that it can be used. And that's a challenge that we are up to take on, Father. And with you, all things are possible. I pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.